You're back. Thanks again for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM 107.7 FM Community Connected. You're listening to Coffee Time. I'm your host, Vince Tropea. We have got Miss Marta Casey in the studio today to talk about a number of Lander Pet Connection things. How are we doing today, Miss Marta?
I'm great. I'm happy it's Friday, Vince. Thanks for having me on.
I'm right there with you as well. Once again, Fridays are, you did it. I said, you did it. You made it.
Totally.
You're here today to talk about, well, first off, I think Thanksgiving is on people's minds right now. So could you give us the lowdown on the Thanksgiving foster situation?
Yes, thank you. So we have a number of dogs in our kennels right now. And for Thanksgiving, we're hoping to find fosters for them, because it's really lonely in the kennels for them, period. I mean, we have staff there three times a day, and we're doing the field trip program, but it's kind of sad at the end of the night when you leave them and they're alone overnight. So for Thanksgiving, we really want to try to get them into homes, and that will also give our staff a little bit of a break, because we work 7 days a week, 365, so if we can get them into foster homes, that'll help us as well.
And I'm sure you guys worry about them at night, too. So just knowing that they would have that holiday comfort.
Exactly.
And in the spirit of giving and donation and fundraisings, I do know that there's an ongoing Wild Iris fundraiser, correct?
Yes, it's a raffle. All ticket money goes straight to Lander Pet Connection, and we have some awesome prizes. We have a personal training session through Elemental. Bike Mill gave us some advanced bike tune-ups. Wild Iris has a backpack with a ton of gear. Knowles has donated. There's a Scott Copeland metal print. There's a wine basket. Gannett Grill and Cowfish have donated some nice gift certificates. So definitely check it out and spread the word, too.
Yeah, it sounds like you can win some amazing things and for a great cause that it all goes toward. And also kind of on that spirit of giving as well, what's the Grizz? Can you explain to me what the Grizz is?
Oh, my gosh. So Paws in Jackson Hole, they are like a resource center for animal shelters and animals. They connected us with a couple that is so generous. They had worked with a rescue on their own up north, and they have a truck that they were done using, and they have donated it to us. So we are refurbishing it. Yeah, it's really awesome. It's old but sturdy, and we are going to make it a rescue resource mobile packed with pet food, vaccines, and we're going to, you know, put a lot of logos and signs on it. The Grizz is the first dog that rescue saved.
Okay.
So we're going to have a picture of the dog on there with our logo and stuff, and it's in memory of the Grizz, and it's going to really help us to expand our outreach.
That's amazing. I'm already picturing like this dog rescue operation in the Grizz that goes on, and you guys barreling out toward the canyon at 5 o'clock in the morning for a dog rescue situation.
Yeah, exactly. And I do want to thank Rick at Napa. He's been helping every step of the way with the refurbishing. So
that's amazing. And I do know something else that you wanted to touch on here was you're not going to be working for the Lander Pet Connection much longer, correct?
That's true. Yes, I gave 2 months notice a while ago. You may have seen the notice for a new ED advertised. And now I'm in the home stretch, but I just want to let everybody know I'm so excited for the next person to step in. I think they're still looking, but we've built some really awesome programs. The team is solid. We've got great outreach going, and there's a lot of exciting things. And we have renovations happening for the physical shelter. So if you're interested in applying, it's a cover letter, resume, and 3 references to leadership@landerpets.org. And yeah, I'm pretty excited to see where things go the next year.
Well, we'll be sad to see you go, but happy for you for your next endeavor. And then for any potential applicants, you might be driving around in the Grizz. So think about that. That's, I think, one of the perks of the job, right?
Yes, definitely.
Now, before I let you go, too, I did want to ask one last thing about there was a dog that was rescued that had been missing from their owner since August. And mm-hmm. I about teared up when I saw those reunion photos. Could you tell us about that?
Yes. So one of our really good friends at Yola's Pet Rescue caught this dog in a live trap because the dog was so shy. She was starving. She was scared. She was eating trash for about a month outside of this person's house. And we took the dog in, put her on social media, and whenever we put a dog or cat in our system, it automatically syncs up to Petco Love Lost, which is facial recognition for pets.
Oh, wow.
So if you lose a pet, you can upload a photo, and any shelter that participates, it will scan that shelter to try to find your pet. And then we also have our system synced up to Paw Boost, which is like social media, Facebook on steroids, basically. It helps the algorithm with lost pets. And we also have things linked up to Found Animals, which is a microchip database. So all of these things, our return to owner efforts are really robust now because we want to reunite any lost pet with their family. That's a priority. And this woman saw her dog, and the dog was found pretty far from her original home.
Wow.
But the reunion was just so heartwarming. We, you know, had her bring some proof of ownership, but then as soon as they saw each other, it was so clear. This dog was cowering in the back of the kennels and then just jumped all over her owner and was so happy. And
came alive.
Yeah, it was. That's why we do what we do.
I know. I watch those videos at least two or three times a week that Facebook seems to just think that I need to watch two or three times a week, but I'm all for it. And when I saw those photos, yeah, it just melted my heart. I'm so happy that the dog and the owner were reunited.
It was great. Yep. Raven turned out to be Bella, and she's just so happy to be home.
And we're happy for her. Was there anything else that you wanted to touch on before we let you get out of here, Marta?
I think we're good. Yeah, just make sure to go get tickets at Wild Iris, and they're also online through Wild Iris. It's $5 each for a ticket, or 5 tickets for $20.
Perfect. Well, thanks again for tuning in. Thank you, Marta, for coming in today.